Okay, so it's currently 3 a.m. 308, 308 a.m. But it's 3 a.m. and I had an update that I needed to provide before I forget. I saw earlier that they had, what I'm doing now is just kind of like practicing for real estate, I guess, because I'm going to end up doing real estate because, I mean, that's just what rich people do. But the thing about that is that you're supposed to find like the low deal and then you're supposed to sell it for the high price. And that's basically just with everything. That's business in general. But the same principles that I've been reading about in real estate have been being applied to my eBay. And when I say that, what I mean is that I literally, when I bought this iPhone, I think it was up there for maybe $100 or something. I sent everybody that had an iPhone on the Facebook marketplace a message. I didn't care how much it was going for. I think I was doing iPhone 5S's. I sent everybody a message, no matter what their price was, $40. And that's what they said that you're supposed to do in real estate. When you know that there's a bargain, you just put in an offer, lowest you can go, but I mean, whatever you can spend, that kind of thing. Like, not low, ignorantly low. But $40 to $50 was about what I was trying to spend that day. I really only wanted to spend $40. That's why I asked everybody. And the thing about it is that out of 10 people, if one responds, you only need to get one phone at $40 and sell it for $100 to $150 to $200 to come up. And that's the beautiful thing about it. It's the same thing with houses. It's like, okay, if you get a $100,000 house for $25,000, you only need to do that one time. But why only do it one time if the market allows you to do it multiple times? The thing about it is, again, is this, with saying that, I found iPads, there's not much of a difference in the generation 2 and the generation 3 price. So what I'm trying to do now is I'm trying to get an iPad, because I bought a generation 2. And I'm trying to get in the generator, and I think I got ripped off. Not ripped off, but I, man. And that's what I'm saying is the market, because no matter where you get your money or you get your price at, and you spend your money, I should have said, it's not unfair. It's just whether you did your due diligence. You know what I mean? Like, this is capitalism. It's America. But the biggest thing I was trying to say is that the iPhone or the iPads don't have that much of a difference in between them. So my next excursion is to buy an iPad for $50 and somewhere in between $100 and $150 to maybe $200, make the resale. I will update each other later. This is King Prince on the podcast. So as a part two continuation, I don't think 3 minutes is going to be long enough for me to get all my thoughts out. So I might have to start writing them down or just keep freestyling them and just try to think before and make plot points. But the thing is just at the same time, I need to have my information in combination before I get up here. See, this is how I waste my time. The thing I was trying to continue saying is that I want to sell my iPad for $100 to $150 to $200, and also that I got on Macy's, Macy's and some Kohl's, that's the other one. I got on Macy's and Kohl's and I saw that they were doing deals, and I also got on Shoe Carnival and they're doing a buy one get one free on women's shoes. But the thing is it's kind of hard to see, there's not many of the shoes that they have in there already listed on eBay. So unless you want to take a chance and just be the first one to list something like that up there, it's not feasible to say, okay, I can compare prices. Like, the only people up there that are selling them are probably like the store people, like the people that are sponsored or the people that can afford to sell it at the same price that the store is selling it for. Because if the store is selling it, I don't know, it's retail for $60 and the store is selling it for $45, and then they're on eBay selling it for $45 or $30, then they can afford to take the hit because they're getting it for cheaper, obviously. So with me, it's like, as an independent seller, as a reseller, as a person, just like an owner, you know what I mean? Like, just somebody that bought shoes, I would have to get the most for my buck, like the most bang for my buck. And most people respect that. That's kind of what Gary Vee was saying. It's like eBay got watered down a little bit, but that's the original intent behind eBay, was for me to get my money's worth, or the consumer to get their money's worth, basically. Point being is that the suit jackets up there were going for, I don't know. I think they're doing some crazy closeout at Macy's, and the suit jackets are up there. $450 suit jackets going for $75, $60. And then like whole suits, like the pants and like the jacket and the pants are going for like $450. And I think the pants are by themselves worth like retail maybe $125. And that's what makes, yeah, because the jacket's $300 and the pants are $125, so it makes a $425 bundle. But the biggest thing is that even if I just was to go and scoop the pants up for a cool $30, list them right back up there for $125, and you made your money back immediately. But the problem is that the suit jackets are just like the shoes at Shoe Carnival, and they're not listed beforehand, so it's just like a renegade project. I am definitely excited about doing it though, and I will update you soon. This has been King Prince on the podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Okay, so the update, I just kind of figured out something about Anchor. I've like been experimenting, I guess, not really, but I really thought about something Gary Vee said. This is really my big homie, y'all. Shout out to him. He's really gonna be one of the greats to go down in history. Everybody says pieces is like things that he says, and it's really kind of weird, like either not weird, kind of sad, but that's not the point. The point is that I don't even have to get my shit together like I thought I did, because Anchor is only doing the 3-minute segments, because you get to add 3-minute three-minute intervals or increments to like one full episode. So it's like each episode can be as long as you want. You just have to record at 3 or 2 minutes at a time. So it's like, okay, part one, part two, part three. But when you publish the whole episode, it'll be however long all three parts was. So now that I know that, I'm actually kind of less stressed about it. But the reason I'm so excited is because it correlates with what Gary Vee was saying, which is the more and more you go out here and test shit, the more and more you actually kind of learn the process. And even if Anchor doesn't necessarily turn out to be the thing, this is always good knowledge for the next thing. I mean, I don't understand how dude knows so much, girl. Like, that shit crazy. Like, if you really just sit down and listen and apply all the shit that this nigga is saying, like, it's not, like, so far out there that it's, like, it can't be applied to the average person. Like, it's not just good business advice. It's not, like, top-level advice. It's good advice for, like, literally the whole reason I got back on eBay was because dude was actually practically showing he got out of the car and went to a garage sale. Like, shout out to Gary Vee. You know what I'm talking about? But at the end of the day, like he says, make positivity louder. It's like, it's just steel sharpening steel and everything like that. Like, you just got to shout out good people in the world. But with all that being said, this is going to be a short episode. I just wanted to announce that I have figured out Anchor one step at a time. And I also, since I'm up here talking and documenting, like I said, again, quoting Gary Vee, document, don't create. But since I'm documenting my process, I also wrote a Medium post and have started writing more Medium posts. I've tried to do the Seth Godin thing where you just write a blog every day. And it's kind of hard, but it's like, the more and more you get out there and do it, the easier it gets. Like, the only hard thing about it is distinguishing which parts to include, because getting up brushing my teeth isn't business related. You understand what I'm saying? So I just have to figure out, what can I cut out? What can I include? Because if I cut something out and it doesn't make sense how I got from point A to point B, it's no point in like including a detail. Or it is a point in including a detail. I'm sorry. But the biggest thing is just figuring it out by doing. Again, this has been King Prince on the podcast signing out. I'm getting really good at these exits. Thanks a lot for listening.